Well, I want to thank everyone who's made this time together, this birthday celebration, go so well. If you're new amongst us today, a very warm welcome from me. I'm Tim, one of the pastors here. And we're very grateful to everyone who's put together the slideshows, the films, the stories, the music, the songs, the reading, the illustrations just now, refreshments at the end, the welcome. We're very grateful as well to the showroom and to everyone who's done the sound and the visuals. Please, would you give them a round of applause and thank them. Make a bit of space for me here at the front. As Paul said at the very start, we want to give really our praise and our thanks and our celebrations really to Jesus, to the Lord Jesus Christ. And today I just want to take a few moments of your time. It is just me speaking, no clever visuals or anything like that, just me speaking, but about Jesus and about Zacchaeus up there on the screen. That's the only visual that there's going to be, that little picture of Zacchaeus up there, because we're thinking about the time when Jesus met Zacchaeus, the time when Jesus met Zacchaeus. Well, you will have no doubt heard, some of you, the song. I was certainly brought up on it as well. If you know the song, you might want to join in with me. If it goes like this. Now, Zacchaeus was a... And a man was he. He climbed up... You don't really know it, do you? So Zacchaeus was a very little man. A very little man was he. He climbed up into the sycamore tree for Jesus or the Saviour or the Master, if you're old style like me. He wanted to see. And when the Saviour, the Master, Jesus passed that way, he looked up into the tree and he said, Zacchaeus, you come down because I'm coming to your house for tea. That's how it kind of went. Well, there are kind of two things you learn about Zacchaeus from that song and one thing about Jesus. Two things about Zacchaeus. One, he was very short. And two, he climbed trees, okay? One thing about Jesus. Jesus liked to invite himself around to other people's houses for tea. And those are the things that we get from that song. Thankfully, in our reading a moment ago, Luke's gospel, Luke himself, tells us a little bit more about Zacchaeus. So I want to think a little bit more about Zacchaeus. Simple stuff, but important things. Some simple things about Zacchaeus and some simple and wonderful things about Jesus. The next thing that we hear in the story about Zacchaeus is that he was rich. He was fabulously wealthy. And I guess if they'd had Mercedes-Benz in those days, if there'd been new people to Jericho just finding their way around with new friends and a big Mercedes went by and the new people to Jericho said, "Oh, who's that driving down Ecclesall Road, Jericho?" They'd say, "Oh, that's Zacchaeus. That's Zacchaeus. He's the richest man in town. He had the coolest clothes, the fanciest hair, the finest food, the biggest house, and went to the best holidays, perhaps to Disneyland and stuff like that. If you wanted it, Zacchaeus had it. He was that rich. He was very rich indeed. But although Zacchaeus was rich, we're told by Luke's gospel that Zacchaeus was lost. And we're going to think, well, how can someone so rich be so lost? Did he not have the equivalent in those days to a sat nav? You know, how did he got lost? What does that mean? Well, he was lost in a number of ways. You see, we know he was lost because we hear from Jesus when after Jesus had met with Zacchaeus, Jesus said that he had come to seek, that is to look for, and to find the lost. People just like Zacchaeus. So Jesus met Zacchaeus, and he didn't just see a rich man, he saw a lost man who needed to be found. And you know, riches can be very, very dangerous indeed. Loads of money can begin to hide us from the reality of where we are in our lives. See, we can have lots of money, we can have great big brains and be very, very clever indeed. We can end up being very, very successful. We can end up actually with all those things being very important and very powerful. But all that can hide the reality of what's really going on. You see, although Zacchaeus had all those things, he was lost. He was lost. What made him lost? Well, he wasn't just up a tree looking to try and find his way home. He was up a tree because I think at that point in his heart, he was already saying, I'm lost. And he needed someone to come and find him. Two particular reasons why Luke tells us why he was lost. He was rich. He was lost. He was lost because he was a tax collector. Now, not just because he was a tax collector, there was more going on. He was a tax collector in those days when he was a Jew amongst the Jewish people. And to become a tax collector meant that you colluded and you became a friend of the Roman enemies who had conquered the Jews. So in actual fact, Zacchaeus was a traitor. Fabulously rich. But he was a traitor. He was lost to God. In fact, he was lost to the neighborhood and everyone else in Jericho. They all despised him because he was a traitor. Of everything about him, he was a thief. He ripped people off. He cheated people. No doubt, having plenty of money and friends in the right places in the Roman leadership, it gave him some sort of security. But he turned a blind eye to his own robbery and his theft whilst actually catching other people out for trying to cheat their taxes. What a hypocrite! He was a traitor and he was a cheat. That's why he was lost. He was a long way from God. He had it all in one sense. He was rich, but he really had nothing at all. He was a lost man. So that's Zacchaeus. Let's turn to Jesus. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. Jesus, he liked going round to people's houses for tea, but he mainly came not to go to people's houses for tea, but he came to save and to rescue lost people like Zacchaeus. As Zacchaeus had heard Jesus was coming to town, he wanted to see Jesus. He had heard of him. He was a small man, and so he wasn't going to be able to see Jesus over the crowds. So he had to get there a bit sooner than everybody else. But he was a despised and a hated man. Imagine Zacchaeus turning up after everybody else has arrived. The crowds have arrived to welcome and see Jesus. Well, Zacchaeus, little people, there's lots of little people around, can sometimes worm their way through to the front of a queue or to the front of a crowd. Well, are people going to let Zacchaeus through? No, they're going to elbow him out. They don't like him. He's a cheat and a traitor. So Zacchaeus has to get there first, and he has to get himself up a tree, a safe place from which to see Jesus. Up until that point in the story, it's kind of like driven a little bit by Zacchaeus. But then the whole story changes. See, Zacchaeus is trying to see and find and look at Jesus, but suddenly the story changes. And if Jesus has come to seek people, he does exactly that, doesn't he? He turns off where he's heading and he heads for the tree that Zacchaeus is in. See, Jesus came to seek and save the lost. He went looking for Zacchaeus. And he looked up at him in the tree he said to Zacchaeus, I want to be your friend. I want to come to your place. I want to be welcomed by you. Now, I want to just say, I know a number of you have just started school. I know that there's a number of folks in the room who've just started at university. I know there's a number of people who've just started new jobs. There's a number of people in phases of transition right now in the room here. Now, imagine someone like Zacchaeus being at your new school, or someone like Zacchaeus being one of your new, you know, a student on the same corridor as you in the same flat or on your course. By that, I mean not someone short who's good at climbing trees. I mean a cheat and a traitor. Would you really want to be, are you going to choose to be their friend? Are you? See, no one in Jericho wanted to be Zacchaeus' friend. It was a bit of a shock that Jesus should go up to the one tree that Zacchaeus was up and say, Zacchaeus, in Jericho, I want to be your friend. Which is why everyone muttered. What on earth does he think he's doing? Going off and spending time with that sinner. You see, you may choose to have a friend like Zacchaeus as your friend. But when you emailed or texted home to your mum or your dad, if you're a new student, and said, I've got a new friend, and this is who they are. They're a little bit of famous in Sheffield and at the U University for being a bit of a cheat and a liar and a traitor. Your mum and dad aren't going to be happy, are they? So we got to just kind of like remember in our own hearts, it was quite a stunning thing that Jesus did at that moment, going up to the tree that Zacchaeus was in. That's what Jesus did and said to Zacchaeus, come down. Yes, you, Zacchaeus. He knew his name. Zacchaeus, you come down. Yes, Zacchaeus, you're a traitor. Come down, traitor. Zacchaeus, you're a cheat. Zacchaeus, you're a thief. Zacchaeus, you're a hypocrite. Come down. I'm coming to your house for supper tonight. Zacchaeus, you're a horrible little man, and I want to be your friend. Come down, hurry out your tree, and let's go back to your place and talk some more. Shocking, isn't it? Absolutely amazing. See, Zacchaeus could only have lived with himself by avoiding the truth that he was a cheat and a traitor. I think that's the only way he could live with himself, really. The people of Jericho, they hadn't avoided the truth about Zacchaeus, so they weren't able to accept him. See, Zacchaeus accepted himself by, I think, avoiding the truth. The people of Jericho knew the truth and avoided Zacchaeus. Jesus knew the truth about Zacchaeus, but welcomed him. Included him, chose him, and said, Zacchaeus, I want to be your friend. Why? Because Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. Lost people just like Zacchaeus. In fact, Jesus was passing through. If you know Luke's gospel, there's a bit of a turn halfway through the book where Jesus sets his face to Jerusalem. Jesus was going to Jerusalem when he passed through Jericho. And when he was going to Jerusalem, well, the reason why he was going there was to seek and save the lost. To die a sinner's death on the cross and to take a sinner's punishment on the cross. So that's why he turned in and met with Zacchaeus, went round his house. And Jesus' conclusion was that Zacchaeus, though Zacchaeus was a cheat and a traitor, Jesus said, you are a true son of Abraham. Now, you might think, that really means nothing to me, being a son of Abraham. I've got a clue what that means. That's kind of like a little bit irrelevant. To Zacchaeus, it meant everything. So Jesus said to him, Zacchaeus, you've been a cheat, you've been a traitor, but I'm telling you right now, you are a receiver of all the promises of God. You are a genuine child of God. You're a son of Abraham. It's amazing, isn't it? A liar, a traitor, a cheat, becoming the son of God? A true child of Abraham? That's what Jesus delivers to us. That's what Jesus delivers to the lives of everyone who shared their little bit of their story on video, on film, earlier on in our meeting. Zacchaeus was rich and he was lost. But Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. And the result of this, let's come back to Zacchaeus as we draw to an end. Zacchaeus ended up loving Jesus. He ended up loving Jesus. He told Jesus that he was going to give half of his wealth to the poor and that he was going to give four times the amount he had stolen off other people back to them. And I was talking to Paul here earlier this week, and Paul seemed to have done some research on what chief tax collectors in Roman times would have cheated the people from. And Paul's conclusion was that the percentage he was likely to have cheated by being a normal tax collector in the Roman Empire meant that Zacchaeus basically was bankrupt. He gave it all away. He had nothing left. What drives a person to do that? Was he just kind of like thinking, oh, wow, I'm just going to move into charity now. I'm going to do Jericho Children in Need now. No, it was more than that. Was it because he wanted to pay for being saved, you know, like some rich man saved by a helicopter coming to rescue him and off a mountain and say, oh, well, I'll pay all the funds that cost the helicopter come and rescue me. That wasn't to pay for being saved, and it wasn't to move into charity. He had been found, and he had found something so much better. That's why he was able to give it all away. He gave away his power. He gave away his money. He gave away his status. He gave away his security because he found Jesus. Or more importantly, Jesus found him. He can give everything away if you know Jesus. Three things just to draw to out as we finish from the story of Jesus and Zacchaeus. So three things. Number one, I want to speak to those of us who are already committed to following Jesus. We must not forget who we are. Like Zacchaeus, we are lost sinners saved only by Jesus. You're not looking at any great people up here on the stage. You're looking at a bunch of sinners. And we are looking at more sinners because we've got the privilege of looking at you. But you're saved sinners. And we are too, those of us here on the stage. But we must be very aware. We must beware. Because churchy people are like the crowds in Jericho and tend to look down on others. Why on earth did God choose him or her? You know, someone turns up at church from a background that we're not really comfortable with, doing things that we don't really think are right. And the sneaky sinner in our hearts, the Pharisee in our hearts, is hypocritical and judgmental. I remember talking to some folks who were a little bit upset with a number of people that used to smoke outside of our church at the end of a service where we met in our own building. And I found myself saying, I wish that we had lots more people who just about coped with a long sermon and had to get out quick for a cigarette. Because Jesus came to save everybody. Who do we think we are sometimes? We need to be remembering who we are. In ourselves, we're sinners. But in Jesus, we are wonderfully, graciously, generously saved. So if you're a member of Christ Church Central, let's carry on being kind. Let's carry on being humble. Let's carry on being generous. And let's carry on into the year ahead being a gracious church. And if you're just visiting us today and you're already committed to Jesus, carry on in that way yourself. We've got to, haven't we? That's for the committed folks. The uninterested next. These are folks who may just be here. There might be someone here who's just here and you're really not that interested in Jesus. You know, you wouldn't even like, you're just in the crowds. You've not put yourself in Zacchaeus' position up a tree to have a look at Jesus more closely. You're just really just here. You're not that interested. And I want to say to you that Jesus, from this moment meeting Zacchaeus and as Luke, the writer of the story, tells us, I think you also need to beware. Because you might think in your head that one day you might just choose Jesus. You might even think, in your own little mind, it would be really rather good if Jesus was able to hook me sometimes. I'd be quite a good person on the team. No, you wouldn't. Because you're just like Zacchaeus. And Jesus only saves those who are lost. And it's only those who know that they are lost who will start looking for Jesus. So if you're not interested, you're in a very, very difficult place. You need to get interested. You're that lost. And you can't wait for a moment where you think you can choose. You see, the story flipped, didn't it? It's not up to you, ultimately. It's Jesus who's searching for you. And if you wanted to pray any prayer today from an uninterested heart, it might be this: Lord, God, if you are true and what this guy at the front is talking about, Jesus, now is true, then please help me to be a little bit more interested in you. And if I'm really that lost, please would you set out and start looking for me? Because I'm that lost, I don't even see it. Please start looking for me. If all this is true. If all this is true and I don't see it, I really am lost. And thirdly and lastly, to those who might be interested, like Zacchaeus, you're up a tree today, as it were, although you're not really up a tree. You're up a tree looking and checking out Jesus. And you want to see him. But you do know there's stuff in your own heart and in your own life, where in actual fact, if you're really honest, you know that there is no reason at all why Jesus should come and start looking up at the tree that you are in. Because if Zacchaeus was a cheat and a traitor, there are a whole load of things that you might say about yourself which are the equivalent. There's no reason at all why Jesus should come knocking at your door and say, can I come in, please? I want to be friends. But that's the point of the story. Zacchaeus came for people, Jesus came for people just like you. Just like Zacchaeus. Imagine how, that's Zacchaeus. I'll give it all away because he was so amazed and so thrilled with what he had found. And yeah, there is a cost to pay, and some of us at Christchurch Central have been thinking about paying a cost. Jesus said to count the cost before following him. We've been thinking about that in the book of Joshua and last week in the books of Mark and books of Matthew. You can hear Jesus now saying, hurry down, come down and follow me. I want to come and join you in your home. I want to establish friendship with you. I want to save you. And in your mind, you're thinking, well, that means I'll have to change the way I think. That means I'll have to change the way I live. That means I'll have to change my moral standards and my ethics. It means, if Zacchaeus is right, I've got to start by changing the way I use my money. Not just grabbing for myself, but giving to others. I'm going to have to change the way that I express myself. There are things in my character and my personality that are wrong. And those things have got to change. And I'm rather precious with those things. And I've tried before and I wasn't very good at it. So I'd rather keep hold of those habits. Yes, count the cost. But listen. You will never, ever be willing to pay the cost of working through those changes if you only look at the cost. You won't. It'll drive you away. How will you be able to do it? By looking to and responding to Jesus. You can't save yourself. Give up trying. Only Jesus can save you. Look to him and you'll see, like Zacchaeus, somebody so much better that you can do all this other stuff with his help. Look to him. Look to Jesus, the one who came to seek and to save the lost. And I just one more word which is emphasized. Hurry up. Jesus looked at Zacchaeus and said, hurry, come down. Don't delay. And then we're told, and I don't think it was just because he had short legs. I think he was really excited about Jesus. We're told that Zacchaeus then hurried along with Jesus. There's a lot of hurrying in the story. He hurried down the tree and he hurried off with Jesus. And that's the last thing I want to say. Don't delay. Hurry down from where you are. And hurry on with Jesus, yeah? We're going to sing two songs. Who, O Lord, can save themselves, and then Be Thou My Vision. Let's stand, and musicians are going to stand and tune up, and let's sing these last two songs.